I could cut it out if we're posting it.
Hello?
Hey, this is Nick Travis. I'm from SecureServer.tv. There was recently a database breach, and it's not a big deal, but we wanted to inform you that your, you know, first, last name, phone number, credit card info, that's all been probably leaked. Mr. Ethan Ralph has been informed. But out of curiosity, how did you get to know Ethan Ralph?
I don't know who that is.
Ethan Ralph, he's the host of the Killstream. You are subscribing to him for $7.99 a month. Your last four digits of the credit card you used were 8992, and the expiry date was February of 2024. Would you like to answer a couple of questions about how you... Anyway, my name's Nick Travis. I'm a freelance journalist. Anyway, would you like to answer a couple questions? I'll keep it anonymous, buddy. Like, don't worry about it. But I do want to know how you met these people, your connections, how you know maybe Patrick Little, Nick Fuentes, and, you know, Richard Spencer.
This is crazy. What the hell?
Yeah. I'm just curious how you you met these people.
How would I... You say I met them?
Well, you know, you've fallen into the online kind of a conspiracy. I mean, it happens. You're in university. What? You find some YouTube videos. You click a couple links.
Wait, what?
Well...
I'm in university?
You're Cole McInnes with C. McInnes at ubuda.ca, correct? That's like, I'm pretty sure that's a university email. I'm not actually going to look up things. What do you think I am, like, actually a real journalist? Look for the fucking... I'm a freelancer. Come on, bud.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
But so it got hacked?
Yeah. That site got hacked, and it got leaked to a couple people. Me and a couple other people from freelancers from the Well, currently working with the SPOC are calling up. Like, we'll keep this all anonymous, don't you worry, but, like, we do want a couple of statements on, you know, Ethan Ralph, Patrick Little, Nick Fuentes, and Richard Spencer. Specifically those guys.
Well, I mean, I don't know much about them. I was subscribed, I think I meant to unsubscribe, but there was a few videos I wanted to watch just by, on the Killstream, that's it. I don't know if I'm a good guy to answer the questions.
Oh, no, it's fine. So how did you, find him in the first place? Because he's been banned off YouTube for, 2 years now? Ever since, he did a Holocaust-denying stream while raising money for kids with cancer.
Yeah, I know, dude. I saw him through Destiny. Destiny's been on a few times.
Destiny's been on a few times. So, I guess you're, a Destiny fan then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Destiny seems like an alright guy. He was smart enough not to go on the show yesterday after we contacted him and let him know that he probably shouldn't be associating with a neo-Nazi and minor attracted person like Ethan Ralph, but yeah.
I didn't know even about that. I'm not super up to date on the stuff.
Yeah. We've been following this, my supervisor especially has been following, my editor specifically, but has been following this quite a bit. They're just gathering information, but
Cool.
Yeah. Alright, well, if you could think of anything else you'd like to tell me about Ralph or any, associations, if you're, in communication with any of the people who donate to him, we'd, of course, appreciate any kind of information. We'll keep your name out of it.
I would tell you, but I literally, I think I subscribed to the Killstream just to watch a few videos. Like, I think I've been meaning to unsubscribe. I mean, I can't believe it got hacked. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. You may want to change whatever credit card you're using at that case, because, if we have it, other people probably have it, and, you know, it's out there. That's all I'm saying.
Was it, if the shit gets hacked and you call the numbers on there, is that legal to do?
Well, I mean, it's legal for me. Yeah, I'm a journalist.
Oh, okay.
So, it's fine for me.
Yeah, because,
I'm pretty sure other people could, too.
I know, but, if my public information got leaked illegally, can you use that information now? Can you technically just, call the people on it?
I mean, I'm not sure if they could publish it, however, but you could definitely call the stuff.
Right.
It was,
Okay.
From what I understand, it was, while it is obtained illegally, it was published to a public site. Therefore, it is now technically public.
That makes sense. That's actually, is there any information on, the person who hacked it, did they say, why they did it, or, any information on that?
They didn't say why they did it. However,
they
leaked it to a site called Kiwi Forms, which, as I understand, does not really like Ethan Valve. And as I understand, from what I was told confidentially, and I can't give too much info, of course, but Ethan Valve was warned this was going to happen, and he chose to do nothing. I guess they had some kind of demand from him, and he chose to, I guess, antagonize them. Oh, I believe it was a monetary crazy. Thing. They said they were going to leak it if he didn't pay I don't know the exact sum, but a set amount of money. And
that's so crazy.
It's now technically public information. So I'll keep your name out of any kind of articles, of course, on my part, but I don't know about, you know, anyone else.
That's actually crazy. That's nuts. Did this just happen, a few hours ago?
Yeah, this happened maybe 4 hours ago. I'm working late in the office on a fucking weekend now because of it, but it's money, you know?
Wait, so you're an independent journalist, but you're working SPLC? Cool. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm semi-associated with him. I'm already aware that Ralph stalked me in his Telegram.
His what?
They call it the Gun... Yeah, he's posted my LinkedIn in his Telegram. He thinks that's going to intimidate me to not talk, but I'm going to talk.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know, what other information to give. I don't know much about this trade. I'll look into it now. But, I don't really have much other information than, I've seen a few of his things. I didn't know much. I didn't know he was banned 2 years ago. I knew he was, banned off YouTube. I didn't know for what reason. I just know he had, some people on, Destiny that I like watching, but...
That's fine, yeah. He, I guess not a lot of people remember it, but he had a couple people on denying the Holocaust, and that got him banned. At the time, they justified it by saying it was edgy jokes, and personally, if that was all it was, I could understand. I sympathized with him at first, when I was reading up on what happened, but then he, went very far into, what's it called? Right-wing politics, and decided to make that, I guess, his
Ethan Ralph did?
Yeah, Ethan Ralph, he went very hard. Okay. He started having, right-wing people on, Richard Spencer, Mo Collette, advocating things like the COVID vaccine not being real, COVID being a fake, he didn't get the vaccine even though he needed it to see his mother, so his mother died in a hospital without it, and he bragged about this on the show.
Wait, actually, Ralph did that?
Oh, yeah, in one of his shows he talked about how he's never going to get the COVID vaccine, and even though the hospital, of course, in Richmond, Virginia, where he lives... This has, of course, been posted everywhere, so it's technically public information, as, everything is.
Yeah.
He bragged about the fact that even though he needed to get the vaccine to see his mother, he was sticking by his principles because the vaccine was going to be a government, some kind of government op to trick him. It's a pretty crazy story, to be honest. And... We're just getting into the fact that he groomed an underage girl and impregnated her on her 18th birthday. But I'm gonna
wait. I didn't even know that either.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want to take up your time.
Yeah, her name is Faith Vickers. If you want to look into her, again, this was public posted publicly. This was originally on his blog. He is he claims to be a journalist and runs a blog called theralphietort.com. He's been sued numerous times, and a lot of these have been taken down. But for a while, he did multiple pieces on his ex-fiance, Faith Vickers, his ex-girlfriend, Adrian Blair, and the father of his ex-fiance, Mr. Matthew Vickers, essentially calling him a pedophile and all these other things. It got taken down because they literally hired a lawyer and just, sent a cease and desist about, libel and slander, but...
Wait, is that his? Because I know he was talking about a kid he's having. Is that the kid? Is that girl?
Okay, so he's
have another kid.
Allegedly has impregnated a second one. Having a second child with a woman named Amanda. But the first child is born. His name is Matthew Zandu, in quotes, because that's his nickname, Vickers. And he's about maybe 2 months old. He was born in late May. Amanda Morris is his new fiance, by the way, in case you're curious. Alexander is his first child. He's not on the birth certificate, however. We've reached out to Faith Vickers for a couple of statements. She's not really being forthcoming with the SPLC, however, because I believe she's, she doesn't seem to like our politics, but that's acceptable. But this really isn't really about politics, exactly. It's more about that, Ralph is, a minor attracted person, it appears.
Yeah, that's, I literally didn't know. That's crazy. I didn't know much about him, but yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, thank you for your time.
But yeah.
Have a nice day, all right?
Absolutely, so, yeah. You too. I do more shit, I'd talk to you. But yeah, I'll let you go talk to the people.
That's right. All right, thank you very much.
All right,
have a good one now.
Yeah, take care. You too. Bye-bye.